This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show right this very moment, because you are an exceptional American. So thank you very much for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We really do appreciate your listenership and all the things that go along with that, all the ancillary activities that we generate for you, at least in your mind, because absolutely, radio is theater of the mind, isn't it? Okay, we have a lot of things going on. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. That's newcaliforniastate.com. Wow, it's more and more. Will they build the wall or won't they build the wall? Will they give money for that? What? Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, is now perusing, as we speak, the bill that was brought forth. Remember, we're getting down to tomorrow. We could shut down the government again. Big excitement, of course. And the left is dead set. Dead set on opposing anything to do with, you know, immigration at the border. And for obvious reasons, these are the totalitarians who want to destroy the United States of America. I mean, you just listen to this radio show. We just tell it like it is, because this is what they're up to. This is part of the plan, the demographic shifting of the United States of America, and bringing in the hordes of those that are being displaced by failing economies and failing governments down in Central and South America and around the world. You know, it's one of those kind of things. So just flood us, just ruin us with people from all around the world. That's the way they're looking at it. Okay, so enough of that. We've got a whole bunch of other things going on. We're going to be talking about that naturally. And he might sign it, he might not. Apparently, this bill is, I don't know, 1,100 pages, something like that. Remember, this is the stunt that they always pull on the left. A bill with all kinds of little tricks and things like that, that hopefully the president will just ignore it all and sign it off. Because remember, it's the Nancy Pelosi thing, isn't it? We've got to pass the bill before we know what's in it. Faulty logic. We got to remember something, that she comes from the same area as Gavin Threesome Foursome, I don't know how many sums, Newsom comes from. That little San Francisco clique down there that basically controls the entire nation, if you think about it. From coast to coast, we've got from sea to shining sea, we've got Pelosi and Newsom. Pelosi, of course, out of San Francisco, right there with Newsom, out of San, and influenced by the same money folks, I might add, the same cast of characters. Very small social circle, actually, that encompasses these people in that San Francisco Bay Area. And they, of course, he's a nephew or something like that there, her. But so now you've got Nancy Pelosi in Washington, and you've got Gavin Newsom, who thinks he's El Presidente of California, in California. So you see where this is all ping-ponging around. And again, I want to say, too much of the influence of San Francisco on this nation is not a healthy thing. And I think everybody understands that. And clearly Donald Trump sees that. We kind of have a competition between Washington, New York, and San Francisco. Triangulation, anyone? I guess. So that's what we have, is we have the power brokers to be. And, of course, now we've got a feud going on with the Donald Trump. Remember, Gavin Newsom comes out in a State of the Union, and he declares the high-speed rail dead. He's not gonna fund it anymore. Spent about $100 billion on it already. And the feud breaks out because Gavin Newsom is going to keep the remaining $3-plus billion for himself in California. Well, not so quick. Donald Trump tweets about 13 hours ago, says, California has been forced to cancel the massive bullet train project after having spent and wasted many billions of dollars. They owe the federal government $3.5 billion. We want that money back. Whole project is a green disaster. And I agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's about $3.5 billion that Gavin Newsom says, oh, I'm going to keep. He says it. I'm going to keep the money. Really? Really? So, you know, this is the game that they've played. Now, the problem with Gavin, apparently he doesn't understand how federal law works, is that there's other monies that, you know, when they make a claim on your money, they can get the money. Now, let's say that this money is brought back into the feds claim it. That presents a lot of problems to the state of California. And Gavin Newsom knows it. So he fires back another tweet. And I don't have the tweet in front of me right now, so I'll find it. I'm not really prone to looking for Gavin Newsom tweets. Anyway, something to the effect that we're going to keep the money. And he's, you know, says some sort of rude comment about struggling for money for the wall. You know, just one of those little sarcastic things. Because Gavin can do that, right? Challenging and goading the president on to do something perhaps irrational. I don't know. But the thing is that what Gavin doesn't understand is money is coming to California in some way, and the president will have control over that and may, again, just like he did with the disaster relief funds, because California has mismanaged, and this is not under Newsom's watch, but it's certainly under the bureaucratic dome, if you will, of California that's down there controlling everything. Because remember, you got a hyper legislature here, 11 months out of the year, supermajority for Democrats. It's a monoparty system. It's a dictatorship. We live in a socialist dictatorship, period. End of subject. That's what's going on out here in the left coast. And this plays right into the whole anti-socialist theme of Donald Trump. But what Newsom doesn't clearly understand, I don't think, is his own bookkeeping. And now I don't profess to understand this. I was in the system. I get the system and how corrupt the system of California totally is, and how it hurts. It only benefits those that, well, the cartels. Let's face it. Let's just face it, ladies and gentlemen. Nancy Pelosi and anything to deal with the state capitol down there are all beholden to the Mexican cartels, the worldwide cartels, the criminal cabal. California government is a complete criminal cabal. That's what's going on here. I mean, Gavin Newsom is part of that problem. He's basically the tip of that spear right now. Jerry Brown was before that. And look at the devastating effects he and Kamala Harris have had in California and to the nation. See, this is what people do because they're beholden to the cartels, clearly. Clearly they are. In the way that they got rid of various departments of law enforcement and so on. Of course, they hate law enforcement. That's why the big push right now in California to destroy the sheriffs. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they want to destroy the sheriffs. What they want to do is they want to stop sheriffs from being sheriffs. Yeah. Think about that. Eliminating the county sheriff. Gee, what could possibly go wrong there? Well, if you're a dictator, nothing. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh,
Okay, so I'm going to bite on this article that's just popped up. In fact, I'm kind of blowing out the... I'm kind of blowing out the, as you would say, the show. Pence, Iran plotting new Holocaust. Mike Pence claims Iran's mullahs are plotting a new Holocaust that would erase Israel from the map, as he urges European Union nations to withdraw from Obama-era nuclear deal. Probably not a bad idea for them, right? This is from the Daily Mail. Mike Pence warned conference on Middle East crisis that Iran is plotting a new Holocaust that would wipe Israel off the map. VP was speaking in Poland just days after Iran marked the 40th anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Trump administration wants EU countries to pull out of the Obama-era nuclear deal, saying they're enabling Iran, or Tehran, to evade sanctions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters that Iran's proxies in Yemen, Lebanon, Iran, and Syria pose the biggest threats in the Middle East. Well, they're planning and working quite aggressively here in the United States. You know, I mean, with all these people coming across the border, the OTMs, most of them coming from Tehran. Well, I mean, that's where the genesis from this all started. It says, now we're going to get into the border situation because it's just getting more out of hand every day. We're going to be talking about that. It says, with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu watching, Pence said in Poland that Tehran poses the greatest threat to peace and security in the region. And hours earlier, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters that confronting Iran is necessary for any nation that wants to achieve peace and stability in the Middle East. The three H's, the Hulas, the Houthis, the Hamas, and Hezbollah, these are real threats. You can't get peace in the Middle East without pushing back against Iran, Pompeo said, referring to the Islamic region's proxies in Yemen, Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq. And in Iraq. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? So much for our Iraqi strategy, which, you know, people are really questioning that whole thing. And where's Obama when you need him? We haven't seen Obama in a while, have we? Have we seen Obama? No, we haven't. Have we heard from him? No, we haven't. Something to do with his, I guess he's doing something with his museum. Is that what it's called, museum? No. That's the Holocaust Museum I'm thinking about. That's not his museum. Oh, no, that's not his museum. That would not, you know, it's kind of an interesting, I think it's a life changer, actually, if you go to the Holocaust Museum. I've not been to the one in Washington, D.C. yet, although I do have some work that I did that's there, actually. I have an exhibition. One of the best kept secrets about Paul Preston, right? just some work that we did. And it's now featured, actually. There's a feature thing you can see, an interview that I did, in the U.S. Holocaust Museum. Just some of my work. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. They've got this thing going on February 13th through 14th. It ends today. And this is a two-day peace and security conference in the Middle East. Warsaw, Poland. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. You know, remember that this is the question. You know, and we haven't really been able to truthfully answer this question. All that money, remember, as part of this nuclear deal, Obama just took a whole pallets of money and stuffed it on airplanes and flew it into Tehran, they say. But, you know, I heard these dirty little secrets about 6 months ago that money didn't get there. I mean, I cannot substantiate this, but the source was excellent. And I kept asking him, I said, well, you know, I got to have a little bit more than that. But just the notion and the thought, and this is a seed plan, I guess, I don't know, maybe we're going to find out. Because the source that I had was remarkably good. And again, this is on the in the order of speculation. But what would it be if that money never got to Iran? And it went someplace else. Now, where would that someplace else be? I mean, where would that be? I mean, could, in the hands of the cartels? Well, of course. In the hands of the Catholic Church? Possibly. Something to speculate about. But that was something that came out of the blue. Literally came out of the blue in a discussion I was having with somebody of international note. And I was like, wow, are you kidding me? So what if and what about the possibility? It's kind of like, you know, that speculation about Adolf Hitler. What happens if Hitler, and what would the world be like if we really did know that Hitler survived the bunker and survived until, let's say, 1970? And was he influencing the rest of the world as Adolf Hitler? Now, you know, you have these series called Hunting Hitler. You've probably heard about that. Hunting Hitler. And, of course, that theory was based, or that's that story, it was three seasons, and I think you can get it on the History Channel or whatever. And this, it was the notion about what would happen if Hitler survived the bunker and their investigation into it. And, you know, our investigation, in fact, I've actually stood at the bunker in Berlin, the entrance of the bunker in Berlin, and interviewed a guy by the name of Christoph Neubauer, who was standing there in 1992. So I have some experience with this. And he was pretty positive in 1992 that Hitler survived the bunker. And I thought to myself, you're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. Everybody knows, and there's volumes of books and all this stuff. Well, the reality check is, when you start putting two and two together and you start really looking at all the facts, it's very, very evident that Hitler did survive. He did survive. So my question to you is, what would the world be like? And what would his legacy be if he survived in, say, to 1970, which has been documented by certain authors, I will not name, in two significant books that they wrote that have list in detail the adventures of Adolf Hitler post-World War II and subsequent wealth such as gold and where it all went. And there's a legacy now that's been established by this author. And this legacy is in his book, which has the name Legacy in it. I'm dancing around you. And you can, if you look at the world under that prism, you can see that there's really a big influence, even today, about the legacy of Adolf Hitler post-World War II and his influence, because he never stopped influencing. That's the theory of the book, with the documents to match. So what do we have today? Well, we see this today in this legacy as part of the plan. In fact, you can in the series Hunting Hitler, which was based on the same facts, if you will, from this author I'm talking about. It's pretty evident and pretty obvious that Hitler did escape, and there was a legacy, and there has been significance attributed to things that are happening from South America, Central America, to this border today. Some people might call it the Fourth Reich. Certainly not the Third Reich. Well, that begs the question, what in the world is the Fourth Reich? What was the Third Reich? What was the Second Reich? And what's the First Reich, right? Well, maybe we'll answer the question after this. It's a big question. And it's right at our border.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Had to get a fabulous cup of coffee. Agenda 21 Radio Cafe. Right? Man, it is really good coffee. I gotta tell you, Oh boy. I hate it when this happens. Don't you? I mean, it's pretty amazing stuff. Okay, I know you're all biting on this, going, what the heck is this Reich business, right? And the Hitler legacy. And I know I just can't leave the subject because everybody's going, oh, every time you mention Hitler, of course. Because Hitler really had very big impact upon the world as a totalitarian. Of course, all the stuff that really, a lot of the stuff that was generated by the Agenda 21 issues came from the Nazis. A lot of people don't believe that. Might not, the environmental wacko crazies. That's part of the legacy also. And, you know, it's kind of a situation people don't quite understand per se. So, but you hear about these things called the Third Reich and everything, and all the pictures and all the places. And I've visited many of these places, by the way. If you go to Germany, in Berlin and Munich and other places, I've visited many, many. And I'll tell you, one of the most spectacular places I went to was the Olympic Stadium in Berlin. You know, where you see all the pictures of the Hitler standing there, but the first large screen TV, 1936 Olympics. Yep, 1936 Olympics was in that stadium, and they had this Olympic caldera, you know, where they lit the flame and all that good stuff and the Heil Hitler business. You know, I stood right there where he was actually at, and at the Olympics. And the Jesse Owens, remember, maybe you don't know Jesse Owens. Jesse Owens was quite the character. We're gonna anyway, I'm going to get into the Third Reich because I want you to find out. You're going to have to find something out about the Third Reich, because the Third Reich was preceded by the Second and the First, and everybody's going, what the heck was the First Reich and the Second Reich? It's kind of interesting to not know about that, but it's a legacy thing that people might want to look into. I'm just going to generalize this so that you can kind of bite on this. This was, what was the Third Reich? And the answers to this, the Third Reich was Nazi Germany from 1933 to 1945. And is there a Fourth Reich? We'll talk about that. Excuse me. I'm sorry. It's got to happen again. Man. Aha. This is an interesting thing, because now I'm going to tell you what the Second Reich was. So the First Reich was from 1933 to 1945. The First Reich, 962 to 1806, was the Holy Roman Empire, which included modern-day Germany, Austria, and the Czech lands, northern Italy, and various other territories. Already in the Middle Ages, it consisted of several almost independent states, often at war with one another. After the Reformation, the authority of the emperor was further weakened. After the authority of the Reformation. It was often said that it was neither holy nor Roman nor an empire. The Second Reich was Imperial Germany from 1871 to 1918. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? The Second Reich was Germany, 1871 to 1918, as unified by Bismarck in 1871. Note, during the Weimar period from 1919 to 1933, the official name of Germany was still Deutsches Reich. Hitler's regime was never officially known as the Third Reich. The term was first discussed in 1923 by German historian Arthur Moeller Vandenbruck in his book Das Dritte Reich, the Third Empire, which he hoped would soon come into being. The expression Third Reich was quickly taken up by propaganda machine of the Nazis to express their rejection of the Weimar Republic. But they soon dropped the third, preferring instead to build up a pseudo-religious cult or culture around the term empire based on German mythology. Isn't this interesting? Says the Third Reich was, as a term, became popular in English literature and delineated between Nazi Germany and the Weimar Republic, which, although a republic, had maintained the title Deutsches Reich after the abdication of the emperor. Third Reich was a term adopted by Adolf Hitler in the 1920s to describe his Thousand Year War. Imperium he intended to create. Isn't that interesting? Why did Hitler call his government the Third Reich? The German word Reich conveys a concept that cannot really be expressed in English. Empire is about the closest that English comes to it when it is really looked at as an equivalent, and the way Hitler saw it, the First German Reich had been the Holy Roman Empire, which was largely German, and it had been abolished. Isn't that interesting? had been abolished. The Second Reich had been the German Empire, which was established when the Prussians, when Prussia brought all the other German principalities under the sway of the 19th century. It was abolished in favor of a republic after the First World War. See, a lot of people don't understand that Germany as a country really didn't become a country until Hitler, when all those Germanic areas codified themselves under one country called Germany. So Germany as a country hasn't been around for a long time, not nearly as long as the United States. When Hitler put an end to that republic, he felt he was returning Germany to the imperial position, which was hers by right. Hence, it was the Third Reich. Get it? And of course, the first Holy Roman Empire, led by the Catholic Church, I might add, was 962 to 1806. Isn't that interesting? Now, the question is, what are we seeing right now? What are we seeing right now? Some people say this is the rise. This has the Fourth Reich has been with us for a long time. And a lot of the germinal seeds were embedded by Hitler prior to his prior to the end of World War II. And it manifested itself in South America and throughout the Middle East, because, you know, you got to remember something. He was pretty active in a group called the Muslim Brotherhood. Muslim Brotherhood, Hillary.
Doing the UN one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Yeah.
and we're talking about the legacy of Adolf Hitler. And there are those that say the legacy of Adolf Hitler was, well, wrapped up in the Fourth Reich. In other words, Hitler survived the bunker. That's what they say anyway. Well, you know, everybody's saying, wait a minute, that can't be true. Well, they actually made a series about it called Hunting Hitler just recently. And there's books out about it. I'll break out the books. I said I wouldn't do this, but I will anyway. The books that you want to read about this is Peter Lavenda's books. One's called The Rat Line. And that explains how the Catholic Church spirited out Nazis and Germans after the collapse of the Third Reich. It was the Catholic Church that set up all the monasteries and so on, so the escape of tens of thousands of Nazis after World War II would become diaspora around the world. Through various and sundry churches around the world, they used the network of the churches to scatter these Nazis. And when they scattered the Nazis, of course, it was quite devastating to various places around the world. But, you know, one of the places where they all went, naturally, was they all went to South America. That was a big collection there. But they also went to other places around the world, such as Indonesia, the Middle East. To this day, Mein Kampf, Hitler's seminal book, is one of the largest selling books in the Middle East. People don't realize that. And they connect the dot to Adolf Hitler in the Middle East is through the Muslim Brotherhood. That's right. It was created in 1928 with the help of Adolf Hitler. Albana out of Cairo created it, the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood that we know today, correct. Same one. The same one that President Barack Hussein Obama was so fond of, who always had members of the Muslim Brotherhood working in the White House with him. Terrorists in the White House. Which I find very interesting, don't you? You should. Because it's your White House. And it was on this radio show in 2012 that we exposed the fact that there are actually members of the Muslim Brotherhood and terrorist organizations in the White House working with President Barack Hussein Obama. People just want to forget that kind of stuff, right? That's kind of a problem, isn't it? Well, the Muslim Brotherhood is ubiquitous around the nation now. And it should actually be declared, like it is in so many other places, a terrorist organization. The United States should declare it a terrorist organization. Now, some people say that it's a legacy issue, the Muslim Brotherhood of Adolf Hitler. And it is. It's a legacy issue, and we're living with it today. And there's other legacy issues of Adolf Hitler. Tehran, Iran, anybody? The mullahs in particular? I'm not talking about the people, per se, of Iran. Most people in Iran, as I understand it, and I know Iranians, they sometimes call themselves Persians because they don't want to be called Iranians. Because Persia was the name of Iran until the mid-30s. And they decided the Shah, because they loved Adolf Hitler so much, and the notion of the Aryan lands, to rename Persia as Iran, which means Aryan land, in tribute to Adolf Hitler. I don't know about you, but you know, I just read you a headline about Pence saying that they want to create another Holocaust. Connect that dot. It's a legacy issue. Get it? And the commonality with all this, another substrate, is, of course, the Catholic Church. I mean, it's the evidence is there that they've been inculcated with radical Islam. They've been inculcated with the spiriting out of the Fourth Reich out of Germany to protect them. It's very well documented. I mean, I'm just this is what's out there. And so now you've got Iran, which is a legacy issue of Adolf Hitler, the Muslim Brotherhood in this country, which is a legacy issue of Adolf Hitler, and you got the South American issue, which is, of course, the invasion from South in Central America at our borders right now today. Where did that come from? The legacy issue of Adolf Hitler and Juan Perón and all those fascist dictators in Central and South America. That's a legacy issue. And some call these legacy issues that you see, and by the way, you've also got problems in Indonesia. Well, you don't have so many problems because of the way they handle things, but there's Indonesia. Suharto, which is a connected dot to the Brown family. The Braun family in San Francisco. They're the same Jerry Braun. Brown, you know. A German. German. Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Da. Well, I'm sorry, that's Russian. See, this is the legacy stuff that you got to understand about what's happening in the world around you. And if you don't understand these things, and it, of course it's secretive, then everybody says, oh, no. We don't do those things. It's just like, you know, nothing to see here, move along, right, Gavin? There's no problem at the border, says Gavin Newsom. There's no problem. It's Donald Trump hysterics at the border. There's no problem at the border. Nothing to see here, move along. It's a made-up crisis by President Trump. And that's okay. We only want a million people this month to come into the country illegally as illegal foreign nationals. Because, you know, it's cool. It's cool because Gavin says it's cool. Nothing to see here, move along. No wall necessary. Right? You get what's going on here, guys? This invasion from the South is all part of that Hitler legacy. And they even say so in the series and in the books that are out there. You just have to open up your eyes and clean out your ears. In the meantime, I'm going to have a cup of Agenda 21 Radio brew. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Hunting Hitler, the series. It does exist. And it's interesting. Play a little sound clip here, I think, if we can get this to work. Here we go. Let's see what happens here.
Any information that you have of people that your father would have known that could have been high-level Nazis? We're looking for names. I need dates.
Bueno, nombres, así, nombres, datos, rangos, no tengo.
The thing is people don't like to talk because they have something to hide. And I know that your father's part of it.
It's this one.
From the episode, season 2, episode 3, Hunting Hitler. Photograph of an aged Adolf Hitler is the title.
Who's this?
Es la foto de Adolf Hitler. En misiones.
What specifics can you tell me about this photo? I need to know who took the photo, when they took the photo, where they took the photo.
No sé mucho, pero el amigo de mi papá que le regaló esa foto le dijo que esa es la foto de Hitler en el 61 y que fue tomada acá en Misiones.
We have an alleged picture of an aged Adolf Hitler post-war. To prove a picture like that's authenticity, it is imperative. But if we're able to prove that we have a photograph of Adolf Hitler, Misionen, that will be one of the most significant discoveries in this investigation, perhaps history.
1961 was the picture, and it was verified. 1961, Tim Kennedy, he is the researcher there. Anyway. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.